Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about the time when I was on the dance team and why I felt like I was protected or like God was hiding me. I started thinking about my past and started to reflect on how things were. When I was in the eighth grade, I was in the band, and one day we all went on a class field trip to the high school football game to play along with the high school band. Now, that high school band had a dance team that would dance to the songs on the stands, like how HBCUs have dancers next to the bands. That's kind of like how that dance team was, but that band was more of a core style marching band. I remember seeing the dancers with sparkly blue and silver uniforms and white marching boots. That was the first time I saw that type of dance team up close, and I remember wanting to be a part of that dance team too. It looked very fun, and that's how I started wanting to be on the dance team. Fast forward a year later, and I tried out for the team. I didn't make it the first time because my grades were too low, so I tried out the next year. Before trying out the second year, I worked very hard all year to keep my grades up so that I can try out the next time. My grades were excellent the next year, and I was actually in the 10th grade when I tried out the second time. The tryouts were fun, but I was anxious at the same time because I wasn't sure if I was going to make the team. I practiced hard on the routine, I got interviewed, and all the other girls also had to do an interview portion. I asked questions to make sure I was doing everything right. I made the team the second time, but not right away. Some of the girls who made it the first time had been chosen by mistake because of some error. So they were not on the team, but they chose me a few days later. Also, the girls who made the team got a rose, but I was the only one who didn't get a rose. That should have been a sign already that maybe I was chosen by default to fill space. Even if that was the case, I still should have been treated with respect. So later when I made the team and I was very excited. I bought my marching boots and uniform. I was even excited to ask the sponsor of the team and other veterans questions about it. I practiced with the team and my happiness turned into anxiety. There was already drama the first and second practice. The choreographer was very rude and would make us do waste of time things like running extra laps every time she was irritated about something. I already know that when doing any extra activities like sports, doing laps and exercises is normal. But Miss Thing would make me do extra laps and humiliated me because she would get annoyed with me because she thought I was dumb. And she accused me of ignoring her when that wasn't the case. She was one of the main people that caused me anxiety and also the sponsor because they were both rude and two-faced. So after that, I started to dread going to practice. I was very observant, not loud, and not overly talkative. I was very quiet because I was trying to soak up as much information about the dance routine as I could, and it seemed like everything I did was wrong. When other girls would make mistakes or show up late, they didn't get as much verbal abuse as me. I kept getting little microaggressions, and one day the sponsor asked me a question, and before I could answer, she yelled at me. She was like, "Speak!" And I was actually going to answer her question, but suddenly she decided to snap on me for no reason. Just because she was having a bad day doesn't mean she needed to take it out on me. Then a few days later, she had the nerve to say that I was getting on her nerves. She told me that I was starting to annoy her because she thought I wasn't speaking up about stuff. First off, if I had an issue about something, I would have spoken up. At that moment, I was just observing and minding my business like everybody else. So she hurt my feelings when she told me that. That comment that she made stuck with me for a very long time. Even all these years later, that memory would pop up sometimes. The sponsor was also a teacher at the school as well. And before I made the team, I would speak to her sometimes, and she seemed nice. But then she just flip-flopped. Then the other girls on the team saw that the sponsor and choreographer would talk to me crazy. Then they also started to disrespect me as well because they thought that it was okay because the two older adults, who are about 10 years older than me, being rude to me when they could have talked to somebody that was they own age that way. They began ignoring me when I had questions about making slick comments under their breaths, when I had questions about if I was doing certain routines right. They saw that since I was not ghetto or extroverted and outgoing, they thought I was an easy target. I already had lost my grandma before making the team, and I was not going to be all loud talking all the time. I heard one of the girls who was captain, co-captain, say that she would take me off the squad under her breath, and she thought I didn't hear it. That was for no reason, and instead of talking amongst herself, she should have just told me what I was doing wrong at practice. So already 2 months into the team, most of the girls and the choreographer and the sponsor acted like they didn't want me around. So they got what they were hoping for. I ended up quitting, not because of the dancing. The dancing was fun, and it used to be a passion. I already know that dancing is hard, and I already know that to get somewhere you want to be, you have to be disciplined and put in a lot of work. So quitting, it wasn't because the dancing, it was because of the environment. I felt sad and guilty about leaving because I worked hard all year to prepare myself for the trial. And I kept my grades up so that I can qualify to be on the team. And when they danced their first game, I was angry seeing them dancing in the stands, and I wasn't there. But I wasn't about to stay where I was not wanted. I tried to block out the negativity, but I could not. They learned real quick that when I left, they should have been more kind. Kindness goes a long way. It takes less energy to be kind than it does to get smart with people. But they learned that time. They tried to act like victims when I left. But I was the meek one. They were the ones who mistreated me. I'm tired of people being in the wrong and then wanting to play victim when karma hits them. They should have appreciated me more. You know, like that Lauryn Hill song said, you might have some, but you just lost one. That's how it was. For the dance team's case, they lost three that time because two other girls quit before me. And in the end, there were only 9 girls left. Now that I am older, maybe I was meant to be hidden and not dance in front of the crowds at the football games. Sometimes I'd be wondering, was that God protecting me from ridicule? Was God hiding me from the evil eyes that would judge me by my appearance? My self-esteem was already low for quite some time, even way before high school. Even my mom warned me about getting on that team because maybe she knew that it would be a lot of drama already. People got annoyed that I wasn't dancing at the games, but why were they concerned? I didn't know them. Was it because they just wanted to see me dance just to record me and ridicule and talk about how I looked? Now I think that God was trying to protect me from that, and I'm glad that he did. Now that team doesn't even exist anymore. I wonder why. See, people need to start learning to be more kind. Now the whole team has been erased from that school's history, and not even old pictures of them can be found online unless you look for a yearbook, and that's going to be hard to find. I've been holding this in for a long time, and I just needed to talk about it. Thank you all for listening.